When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Steven Berry's. Praying one day Big Red will win the NIT.
Ham is the water of meats.
Ham the water of meats.
Ham is the water of meats.
No more need for bacon.
Well, here we go. Another visit with.
Oh, yeah.
The worst softball manager to ever hit the face of God's green earth. The only manager. Remember, who was it? It was the new Astros manager. His first win came when his team threw a no-hitter. Mm. Remember that, beginning of the season?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This man's first game ever was no-hitting slow pitch. You owe me tonight. You better get four hits. I need four hits. That's all I need.
I don't know why we haven't learned the lesson. I think of Bill Callahan taking it to Western Illinois in his first game and thinking perfect hire. Things are great, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Scott Frost having a positive game against Colorado, even though there was a loss. Adrian Martinez doesn't get hurt. He gets a win. Nebraska's headed probably to a conference title in year two.
Where are you going with
Scott Frost?
are you comparing yourself to Bill Callahan and Scott Frost?
I am. No, but the point is obvious, John. I'm surprised you haven't got it. You don't judge a coach by his first game. That's the point.
I've never heard of a team getting no hit and slow pitch softball before. I mean, this is.
Many people have mentioned that it's happened. And again,
yes, many people have mentioned. There are all people who watch your team.
No, many people have said they've been in a similar situation. And now I don't know that this is even a slow pitch. I don't know that this is even a no hitter. This was a game. This was not an official seven inning game. This was a three inning game.
It doesn't matter. Did not, that makes it even worse because you didn't give yourself enough time to get a hit because gave up 30.
It was ended prematurely.
Because of your incompetence.
They had a mercy rule game, I think, Nebraska against Maryland on Sunday. Had Nebraska
they
not
did.
Given up a hit in that game through seven innings, that would not have been, it would not have been referred to as a true no-hitter. We all would have put an asterisk by it.
Travis writes, much like his softball team, Jack with a big swing and a miss with that analogy.
Yeah.
Somebody asked. Andrew said, is Jack the Scott Frost of softball managers? Jack, I don't think he meant that in a good way. I think he meant it in the bad way.
I was just trying to make something we could relate to where we overreacted to a first game by a coach. There are millions of them across sports. Mm. You guys can pick your favorite. I thought people would want to hear about Nebraska coaches. So you swing and a miss. Oh, God, your commenters are so annoying.
So annoying. Jeez.
So
hilarious.
Yeah. But so right.
Yeah, hard to argue with that.
What was confusing about that?
Keena says doesn't sound like his team is puking enough.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Do you need more puke?
Maybe.
Were they wearing hoodies?
Listen, couple of mitigating factors that we need to be aware of here. Okay, number one, probably three quarters. There are probably four people on this team that I have ever seen play softball before. Mm. The rest of them, I'm going blind into what I'm getting.
Wow, already throwing his team under the bus.
Hold on. As the general manager and namesake of this team, that's kind of falls upon the guy who's doing the scouting.
I mean, everybody's got a time when they haven't yet seen the guy. There's not film available, John. I don't have there's no huddle available.
It's 2024. How is there not film available?
There's no, they don't have a huddle page. I can't look up softballreference.com and pull up their stats.
You should be able to. I want to see what Bigelow's doing. I need to see his scouting report.
I mean, he's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. But nonetheless, Everyone's 0 for 1. Well, they're 0 for 1 or 0 for 0.
Strikeout.
Oh, it's always my
except
own.
For Mark, who dribbled out to the catcher unassisted.
I don't mean to just throw him under the bus. My own son is 0 for 1 with a strikeout, too. So there you go. Equal opportunity. I didn't know my team. I didn't know where their strengths were, where their weaknesses were. You know, I got to learn, right? So, this is kind of like the preseason for me in some ways.
Man, this,
so that's number
spring
one.
Training.
That's mitigating factor number one. Mitigating factor number two is there's a chance we played the best softball team in all of Lincoln.
Interesting. Interesting.
On Monday night, not last night.
I hope these guys get the run ruled by 30.
What exactly is going on inside the walls of Lincoln Industries?
Implying steroid use?
I think they're building Terminators. No, I don't. Not steroid. No, robots is what I'm implying.
Interesting.
Well, they'd be androids, I think.
Okay, whatever.
Half robot.
Whatever. I don't know.
About swing and a miss.
I don't know that there was human blood pumping through their body. I'm not for sure aware of that. So, you know, there's just a lot out there that people don't, you know, I know they want to jump into the narratives, and they got most of the hosts on your radio station that's feeding the misinformation train, right? It's an echo chamber for everyone out there
echo
to hear
chamber.
What they want to hear, right?
1620 the echo chamber.
Hey, I'm the one that took the over. Right, so don't count
yeah,
me
John's
in this.
John's on your side.
I took the over, man.
Why did you do that exactly?
Great question.
That is a great question. Maybe because I thought, you know, there's a chance that one of you bums could actually get a couple of hits, and maybe another one of you bums could get a couple more hits.
That's what you're
I just need
for.
Four. I just need four hits in slow pitch softball.
Doesn't seem like you're asking for that much.
I'm not asking for anything. It feels like I'm asking for too little.
Jack, how can we follow along live? Like, can I watch this tonight? Can I sit there on my couch eating popcorn, watching the softball on my computer?
Not the video of it, no. Unless somebody wants to record it and do it live.
Jack, but, put it on your StreamYard, on your YouTube StreamYard account.
Well, okay. First of all, you can follow the live stats. Okay, there's a link that is posted with the
I'd find myself continually hitting the refresh button, go, how come there still is zero in the hit column? Why is this obviously isn't turned on?
As of now, we don't have anybody who's volunteered to do full video or audio for the game.
Sad.
Audio.
I don't
audio.
Know. Maybe that'll happen down the road.
Audio.
John Sterling needs a job. Maybe he'll come and call
you. Oh,
your
there
games.
You go.
Let me do play-by-play, Jack.
Nick has been wanting to do baseball play-by-play for the last couple of years. Maybe this is finally his moment to shine.
Go for it, Nick. Go. You got to do is come down there, start a Twitter Spaces, and... you know, bring a headset.
This would be amazing.
Nick, you get a chance to work on your strikeout call. That's for sure.
Strike.
that's all anybody would have to do to call a game. I think.
Yeah.
Open up Twitter Spaces.
Do you have to get signatures of the teams involved? Like, do they have to allow themselves to be disseminated for private use of this audience? Like,
oh, like the Major League Baseball.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of people wanting to watch this. Nick, don't do it on Twitter Spaces. Do it on YouTube like a normal person.
I wouldn't
person.
Do it on Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, why
I don't
did
know
Jack,
Jack
think
said that?
Twitter Spaces?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what year is it, Jack?
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize Jack was Elon Musk.
Calm down.
That's you all right. The exclusive
down.
Home
wait,
of
wait,
Lincoln
Josh
Jack
can
Mitchell
bring
softball.
That take down about a billion notches because you guys all do your show live on Twitter as well.
Not on Twitter Spaces.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It broadcasts it. Live, I thought he was just going to do audio, not video.
Oh,
so you want to do you just want to do just audio on YouTube
no,
and broadcast
no.
it?
What are you talking
well,
about?
That's a terrible idea.
The
Josh.
Video, Jack. The video on StreamYard.
He has to do. We were doing radio. Get in the conversation.
You're
oh
the one
OMG.
Who. You're the one who missed what we were
no
talking
hit.
About.
You're getting no hit by me right now,
Nick.
Josh?
Were you talking
oh
about audio
gosh.
Or video to Jack?
Video.
There you go, Jack. Thank you, Nick.
He sounded like he meant audio. I didn't know he wanted to do video.
Speaking of audio.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Whatever,
MySpace, the official
live.
Home of Jack Mitchell softball experience.
Stibbs points
whatever,
out,
go
Nick.
On YouTube Live.
You could just
broadcast it on Twitter.
You could record yourself saying, and that's another strikeout, and play that on repeat.
Jack, your lineups look very nice, except I
do
have
they?
A question.
Tight Moneyline splits.
Why did you include the artist
in
and band instead of the name of the song for the walk-up songs?
What was that, Nick?
Because I didn't have room for the
walk-up
graphic.
For the walk-up music, he didn't include the name of the song they were walking up to, just the artist or band that sings the walk-up song.
That's a solid critique, I think.
Like Biz Markie. Of course we know what the Biz Markie song is going to be, but...
I don't know what it is.
But Glass Animals...
Did Biz Markie have a song about I dribbled out to the catcher?
Can I answer the question? Because there wasn't enough space on the graphic. That's the answer.
Well, just do the name of the song.
Answer.
Do the name of the what? Song. Just do the name of the song. You don't have to say the artist.
I thought people would be more interested. The name of the song, they might not know what the song is then. There's a better chance that they're going to know the artist.
John, so. do you know Glass Animals?
No.
Do you know Biz Markie?
I've heard of Biz Markie.
Okay.
Oh, God. This is the worst exercise with John ever. Oh, God.
Well, you said people would know.
Nate says that we should do a 15-minute segment on Tuesdays with Jack to talk about the game from the previous night.
We should.
So is Jack going to be a regular
Hold
guest
on.
2 days in a row now?
Do you know who I have a new respect for right now?
Who?
Bo Pelini. For the first time, I've been a critic all my life.
Well, then Sean Eichhorst needs to come and fire your ass.
I owe Bo an apology because I understand everything now. I am tired of getting attacked. Let's get somebody in here who's going to ask a good question.
Well, here's one thing you and Bo won't have in common. You ain't getting close to 9 wins. And in about 5 weeks, you'll blow right past the 4 losses. All right. Well,
we'll see. Listen, all of those things I said very well may have been, and I think they were true, that mitigated that first loss of the year. Oh, the other thing is we had a few people who were playing their first slow pitch softball game ever. I think that also factored in.
This
is some real bad GM work. I mean, are you bucking for a job with the Chicago Bears? Ooh. I mean, how is this happening?
It was a volunteer basis to start. We'll see. You know, I took the players who wanted to play, and I'm going to mold them.
Acts of desperation took to all volunteerism.
It's not just on the field, it's off the fields. I want these guys, you know, to learn how to be men, be pillars of their community. That's what it's about for me. Mm. You guys can talk about wins and losses, but to me, and you
it's
don't know what's
process.
Happening inside
it's about the
that
process.
Clubhouse. Yeah, you don't know what's happening
it's about the
inside
process.
That
hey,
clubhouse.
Don't trip if, getting out of the car.
If you could have seen their faces in that dugout after the 30-0 loss, you wouldn't have been talking about this like you are now. There was some real pain.
No, I would
there
probably was, be
those
laughing.
Guys,
tears
those
in their
guys
eyes.
Have been hurting this week, and you know
Sir.
What? You're not helping any of it. You're not helping any of it with this constant hack journalism. I said it.
What do you mean? I took the over. I took the over.
It's 6A to 6B. It's 6A to 6B attacks on my guys, and it's not helping them. What's this gonna, you're talking about recruiting. What do you think this is? How am I going to recruit players for next year? With the way
well,
you guys
the way you
them.
Hey, listen, Dion, the way you recruited players for this year's team, I'm not feeling too confident.
By the way, a couple of comments from Charles making the Bo Pelini comparisons. First of all, how long until Jack says F to the fans? And then he adds, will Jack pee in his khakis too? Do you remember that famous picture of Bo where he was standing there and looked like he'd peed all over himself?
Oh, no.
Oh, there's a picture, all right. Let's Photoshop Jack's face on it. Do you remember this picture?
No, I don't.
I'll
but
find
I do,
it for
I
you.
I do remember the game where Bo got carted out at halftime.
Oh,
I
yeah.
hope that doesn't happen tonight.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That wasn't good.
All right, I'll...
Jack, next season, just turn this into a banana softball kind of thing. So that way, when you lose this bad, it's funny. It's just banana.
You mean it's not funny now?
No, but it might make him feel less bad.
I don't know what's a banana.
You don't know what banana
here.
Ball
what's
is?
That? No.
Oh, Jack, banana ball is great. It's baseball with trick shots.
There it is.
Fun walk up.
If anybody is. Wants to There's, screenshot it, there it is.
I'm sorry,
official.
Bo.
There it is. I get it now. There you go. I am sorry.
I'm trying
all
to do so many things. I'll have
had.
To take a screenshot of that. That's funny.
All right. Well, speaking of football, happier things. Happy talk this week. A lot of happy talk this week.
Oh, yeah.
The offense making the major push.
Mm-hmm.
Best scrimmage I've ever seen from an offense. Are you allowing yourself to get excited now?
Yeah. I mean, I saw that last pass on that. Little highlight reel from Dylan Raiola to who was the long pass to Lloyd.
I was going to say, yeah, Lloyd.
To Lloyd, and I wet myself like Bo Pelini. Yes, I did. Yeah, on the run, that highlight? Yeah, that's what I think that'll do. Yeah, that was pretty good. I think I'll take that on the run, throwing it 50 yards downfield, hitting him in stride. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm hyped up about that one highlight I saw in a video. And then, plus, did you hear what Rule said? He said Harburg is exponentially, this is my word, not his, exponentially better this year as a thrower than last year. How many Heisman quarterbacks do we have on this roster at this point? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'll take a wait and see on that one.
He said it. He said it. Yeah. He's a coach.
I'm not going to buy that one either, John.
The good news is we won't have to worry about seeing it unless it's in a spring game. Mm-hmm. Because he won't be starting anyway.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Are you off the Danny Kalen might start bandwagon, Josh? John, I mean.
No, I was never on there. He was on it. We all know who's going to start.
I thought we did. Then I listened to your show.
I never intimated it.
You did ask the question.
I asked the question because everyone else was talking about it. I'm like, where is this coming from?
Typical media doesn't like the tables turned on them. Not surprised.
Listen, at this point, it sounds like everything's just going to be fine. You know, the tide has turned on the optimism around here. The tide has definitely turned.
To optimistic, right?
Oh, very optimistic.
Yeah. The positive boys are out in full force right now.
Is it possible to win the off-season national championship twice in the same off-season?
Oh, interesting question. Well, I never thought of that before.
How many are there two championships within the offseason, like an early
it's like an early signing period and a late signing period.
I mean, Nebraska's been winning offseason national championships for 20 years now.
Yeah, they never have had a five-star quarterback.
But this year really feels like they've won it.
Yeah.
I don't know. All the talking heads who have sometimes been negative sound a little negative too. Speaking of the media, I think that's probably the biggest difference right now is you don't have the Josh Petersons of the world talking about what a bad team is coming in here.
Interesting.
I hear some positivity coming from even the darkest of souls like Josh.
Yeah, John and I famously have been a bit more negative on the program over the last few years. Correctly so, I might add.
Yes.
So what's it say when the negative boys, the correct boys, are now a bit positive? Should that be a sign of ultimate improvement? Some are asking. Some are saying.
That's notable to me. It's notable to me.
Mm.
But in all seriousness.
Yeah.
It is rather interesting to hear how much, you know, more positivity there is out there. And I get it. You know, it's spring football. Let's see it against actual competition. But just having better quarterback play, man, does it make a huge difference.
Yeah.
Or at least the perception of good quarterback play, let's be fair.
Yeah.
But it makes such a tremendous difference in just the general tenor of the conversation. And I think when you look ahead to this season, it's okay. It's okay to feel optimistic.
Yeah.
For once. Real optimism. Not this fake, we're always optimistic because, you know, we're Husker fans. No, real, genuine optimism. That things are turning around and moving for the better.
And you've got, listen, there's some level of justification for it. Obviously, yes, you bring in Dylan. You've got Matt Rhule in year two. You got Matt Rhule continuing to say all the right things all off season long, and looking like he's got this thing, you know, under control right now. We'll see if he does during the games. But then you add on to that is that you have got a lot of guys who played, I think, unexpectedly well last year, who are like a lot of guys, especially on the defensive end of the ball, who are coming back with experience, and they were kind of green last year. And so I think you kind of think about it. If there are even, you know, nominal levels of improvement from some of these guys just by virtue of experience, there's just a lot of bodies that have played well and have experience right now on that roster. And that hasn't been the case for a long time. So I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's all Matt Rhule, you know, Dylan Raiola hype. I think that might be sort of the more sneaky part of it as well. When you look at the defensive roster, when you look at the offensive line roster, especially.
What do you think, Jack, about the Dylan? I don't know. I mean, I don't want to keep just saying hype because that's such a boring word. But, like, there was a noticeable shift in the conversation with him over the last 48 hours. Do you think that there was, like, a bubbling up, or that given that it was a scrimmage and that people were there and were spreading the gospel, that that played the biggest part?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, I think it was easier to evaluate because it was a more game-like situation for people who were there, including coaches and including people who were maybe, you know, talking after the fact. And I think it sounds like he had a really good day, you know?
Yeah.
It sounds like he had a really, really good day in that kind of a scenario. I haven't been to a practice this year, so I can't tell you what it's like, even the people who get the access to watch the entire thing, but I don't know how game-like it is outside of those couple of practices where you've got the scrimmage. So I'm not sure how much of an opportunity you would have to walk away, you know, to know if a really good pass was truly, you know, a 60-yard touchdown, or if it was just one where they were kind of thought it wasn't, you know, it wasn't totally a full game situation. So I think that's part of it. And then the other part of it, Josh, is obviously, I think, under Matt Rhule's guidance, they have done everything that they can not to overhype Dylan Raiola.
100%. 100%.
And I'm sure that's by design. I think every piece of communication that comes out of that place, either out of his mouth or on YouTube or on social media, is all by design. I think there's intent to it. I think that, you know, is one of the things Matt Rhule does well. And it's been my impression that they've in every single one of those ways that they've tried to not make this spring about him. And for the most part, they've succeeded to the point that people are asking if Dan Kalen might be the starting quarterback during radio interviews. So I think that would be the other reason why it's happened. But at some point, Josh, I think if you have, like, at that play that was on that video or something like that, where he throws a 50-yard pass to Jalen Lloyd or Banks or somebody right in stride that goes for a touchdown, that is going to turn up the heat on the Dylan hype all summer long. You just wait. All it's going to take is one super sexy play during that spring game, and then all of a sudden, boop, flip is really going to go on in a way that it hasn't yet for Nebraska fans.
Now, I do follow the Lincoln Scanner account,
okay,
which is similar to the Omaha Scanner account. You find out about, you know, what the police and fire.
What's going on in Crime Town?
But I may have tuned out during during the weekend, but I don't recall seeing any alcohol related arrests at Haymarket Park.
Interesting. Look at adults
weekend.
Being adults.
Are we going to look back on these days, these pre-alcohol days, and wonder, why was it ever any different?
Maybe. I mean, is it kind of what it feels like with basketball now, I think, to some degree? And maybe people who work security or work in law enforcement would disagree with me, but just from the fan experience of being there, it doesn't really feel any different for the most part. I don't think so. Well, I mean, John, you remember in Lincoln, I can't remember if this is when you were doing the show with me or after. I think it was after. But do you remember when they had the whole thing in the city council about adding alcohol to movie theaters?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
and there was all this concern about, you know, all the problems that could bring about. And I was like, you would have to want to get drunk in the most inconvenient, expensive way possible.
And then you have to go to the bathroom during a movie. Right. That sounds horrible.
First of all, you're buying a beer for $12. Number two, you got to walk out and keep missing the movie. Number three, you got to pee. Number four, you only got, you know, 2 hours to do it. I mean, the whole time I was saying that, I was like, man, you would really have to try to be it or get there drunk already, I suppose.
The only environment where, if that comes up, I will hear them out would be for football.
Football.
Which,
yes.
Like, eventually it's going to happen anyway, so we're all going to have to get used to it. But I understand that because there is already a culture of drinking surrounding the game regardless because of tailgating.
Before, sure.
And so then you add in a couple more pops during the game, and I understand why that could for go sure. sideways. But like baseball and basketball and softball and volleyball, they don't have that culture that goes with it.
Not traditionally.
The amount
no.
of drinks consumed per person in that stadium at a football game, what do you think it is prior walking in the
well,
door,
if you're in South Stadium, it's like 0.3 because, you know, you'll only be able to average like one every three games.
It's really hard.
Or else because you'll miss the other 2.5
But what I'm saying is if
people
you
drinking
the math,
before the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people, how many drinks have people had on average per person walking into the game at football compared to basketball or baseball? Yeah. I'm going to guess
it's much higher.
Even with 70 plus thousand, it's still much higher.
Yeah. And if you go, if that's averaging out everybody, if you just go with the people who are drinking, I would bet at least that of those, however many thousand people, we're talking at least two drinks, if not more. Already, just in terms of a floor. So,
yeah.
So, yeah. That's sure. that's the one sport that I will hear you. I will hear you doing that, but otherwise, no. John just saw one of the memes, I'm guessing. Did you see the January 6th one?
Thanks to Cena Gel on Twitter for...
Kina.
Kina. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Kina. Yeah. She took your screenshot and blanked out the piece of paper.
So we're making memes.
So
Jack.
Now people are making memes.
I should have known. Trev Albert should have taught me that was a bad choice.
Yeah, the Jorster has photoshopped. What's that guy's name from January 6th?
The Shaman.
The Shaman. Yeah, the Shaman. You're holding a picture of the Shaman.
Should have known.
Uh huh.
Rookie coaching mistake.
This is great.
What? Another one?
Wow. Shocking. Shocker. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Shocking.
Shocking.
Mm hmm.
It's a 9:15 game tonight.
So late.
Here come the excuses again.
They're sleepy.
No, this is an excuse. I'm going to talk about the rant. If there's a win, I don't know. All bets are off what happens afterwards. All bets are off, you know.
Oh, wow.
Are you expecting the other team to forfeit? Just give me the four hits. That's all I ask for. Just give me the four hits. Josh wanted to set the line at 0.5.
No, I said 1.5.
No, you said
that was
are
runs.
They going to get a hit?
That was are they going to score runs?
No, that was hits.
I didn't say a half. I thought that they would get at least a hit, so I said we have to up it a bit more.
But you took the
it
under.
Was
oh, of course,
Luke. There are
interesting
multiple players on this team who have played on winning softball teams in the past, like. Over, I would say 2/3
okay.
probably of these
kindergarten class PE does not count.
No, that have played in city rec softball leagues or have played baseball at the high school level. There are a couple of those
T-ball.
Too. So, which actually turned out to be a disadvantage. We learned when he hadn't faced a pitch under 80 miles an hour. So, could have swung twice at that first pitch.
Yeah, it's going to be a late one. I saw our boss during the last commercial break, and I said, you're going to be up late tonight. And he just said, yep.
Well, not necessarily. How long did it take to play three innings last week?
It took about 45 minutes.
There you go. So it wasn't that long.
Their innings took a long time.
They scored 30 runs.
I'm
thinking about auctioning off the scorebook page for the other team for charity.
That's a great idea.
Kemp Pavelka has his.
Yeah.
You could have that scorebook page is available. If anybody wants to make a donation,
what is your?
We'll see.
Why did you set the lineup to be how it is? How come our boss, for example, is hitting second to last in the lineup when he is one of
this
the
is
people
where it's hard.
The ball?
You're asking 400 level questions to a minus 100 level manager.
You know, Mark had an opportunity with the bases loaded and nobody out. Really, a turning point in that game. I think, and you know, he gaps a double at that point, and who knows what we're talking about, a 1-0 team at this point. You know, he hit a grounder that was a 3 unassisted put out at home, or excuse me, a 2 unassisted put out at home at that point, which you don't see very often in softball. And so I'm just dropping him down so we can kind of watch the guys in front of him and maybe get a little feel, get a little rhythm going there. With things, also we starting at third base tonight, I believe. So we're gonna look for some defensive. It's maybe get a play on defense, give him some time to do that, and then get the bat going a little bit later. So just trying something new.
He doesn't
you gotta
trust
try
to
something
be DH.
New.
Yes,
you
third baseman, a famously not offensive position. George Brett,
you
Mike
guys,
Schmidt. You know,
You Chris guys Bryant. In the media would be giving me a hard time if I did, if I trotted out the exact same lineup
I think would.
Was last week, right?
Yeah.
So I'm giving you a hard time because you're trotting out the exact same players as you did last
yeah, you got to cut them all. Team. Put me in, Jack.
My team is, as Gene Hackman said in Hoosiers, my team is on the floor. Okay? That this is
nice. Good reference.
No additions. I've had plenty of people volunteering or explaining to me how to get ringers. I'm not an idiot. I know I'm not adding any other players. This is my team. This is it. For this season, there will be no additions to this team.
Would you? Okay.
I am loyal to these guys.
If you don't get to the four hits tonight, thus costing me the point in predictions, I think you should ask that Nick be on next week's team.
Oh. Can I do the sixth instead? So otherwise, I'll have to leave work early, but I'm off.
Did
on
you
the
hear
fifth.
A thing I just said?
No.
There's no additions to the – geez. There are no additions. I have communicated with Nick. He is going to be considered for future iterations of this team. But
and next week would be a future team? Iteration.
Mm.
I'm just saying, if you don't get me my point, if you don't justify my faith in you, I think you should put Nick on the team just to see if he could help.
Maybe put me on the team to scare the others. Like, wow, that guy got replaced with Nick. I better shape up, otherwise Nick will replace me. And
exactly.
I don't know that.
Motivation.
Yeah, Andrew says, so Jack is out on the transfer portal. Sound like his team could use the help.
Mm.
Yeah, he's the Dabo Sweeney of softball managers.
Once
without
the
titles.
Transfer portal opens, after my transfer portal does not open during the season.
Mm.
Once the season ends, then we'll have those discussions. But right now, I just want to focus on the guys who put their heart and soul on the line every Monday night for this team.
By the way, before we let Jack go, another sign shows up that says, the jury got it right, R.I.P. O.J. Jack, what a wild opinion on your part, but wow. Thank you for the new meme.
Thank you. Thank you, Keena. Stibbs weighing in again from the grave. No wonder they suck. Jack thinks they're playing basketball.
Because of the Hoosiers reference?
Yes.
My team is on the field. You get it. You know what I'm talking about, Stibbs. Shut up. Go look at those stupid Broncos jerseys somewhere.
Oh, okay. That's a good dig. Actually.
That is a good dig.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's not having a good day either. All right, well, good luck. Just get me my four hits. That's all I ask.
If I get you your four hits, when are you coming down for a game? You need to come, and if we get you your four hits, if that's all you want, I need you to
what
be
if we did the show from one of these
point.
Things, one of the 6 o'clock games? We just hung
yeah.
we did the show from
the show
from the
is
field.
Done at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I know, but we just did the show from there, and then we could root against
leading
them.
Up. An extended 4-hour pregame.
I mean, do you want to be assaulted? We'd have to do the show outdoors in crime town.
Oh, that's a tough look. Yeah, never mind.
Where are these games at? You said Mahoney?
They're at Mahoney. Not the state park for people who don't know.
No. It's a city park, yeah.
City park in Lincoln. That's where most of the softball games in town are played.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, go get
it. It's
em.
On your way. It's your own. Oh, yeah. You take 84th in, John?
Sometimes.
Right. You'll drive right by it then.
There you go, John. You'll drive right by it.
If I'm driving by at 9:15 tonight, then I'm really late.
John,
we'll have a 7:15 game.
Go to his game tonight. You'll be out by 9:30.
That's true.
Sorry, Jack.
All right.
Not that bad. My guys, if any of you are listening, JMS 50U JMSE Elite Platinum, fuel yourselves with this. Fuel it. Eject it in your veins tonight.
Eject it. Not inject it, eject
it. Let it pulse through you if you're... Mark Onweiler, did you hear that? Bust through that door right now and punch one of these guys. Come on. Let's
That's
go.
Assault, brother.
That's assault, brother.
He's your boss. That's legal.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Hard to argue.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
It's well settled law.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Bye, Jack.
See ya.
Bye, Jack.
Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. This is going to be fun to follow all summer long.
He's fired up.
When they're 0-12, I wonder if he'll still be that fiery.
How many games are they playing?
It's quite a few.
162?
No.
It goes
until like
8
August.
To 10 week. Oh, is it that long?
I thought so. Maybe July. I don't know. Okay. I saw the schedule. I had the schedule. It was shared to me. Inside info.
They'll take Memorial Day week off probably, you know,
yes.
to honor all of the dead softball players that Jack has accumulated.
Got to lick a lot of wounds.
Yeah.
That. Mm-hmm.
All right, Mitch Sherman still to come, and we will hear a little bit of what Matt Rule had to say because the hype monster,
Ooh.
She is. Little Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Savage.
Oh. Savage. Randy.
Yeah.
1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.